They're joining us right now from Major League Baseball, from MLB.com, and a Houston resident, a Kingwood, I think, humble, is Richard Justice. We still count you guys way out there, Richard. Don't worry about it, buddy. We're still going to count you. And I wish we were talking under much different circumstances, but this is really, truly a gut punch of, I don't think it's even set in for me completely, because when you really start to look at the construct of the Astros roster and how many first rounders are on there, and you get a sense of the importance of having primetime players. When you take a look at Jeff Leno, the architect, and how many of the people under him, I get that they're process oriented, but they've lost a lot of people, and now they lose the guy. Then you lose AJ Hinch, who's done such a fantastic job of being able to manage a young, talented team and be the voice of reason and all. That's all gone now, Richard. How devastated should we be, or do you think that in a year from now, we are going to be talking about how the Astros picked up and it wasn't as devastating as we expected it to be to this franchise?
You know, that's a big question. That's the unknown. You just lost the best front office in the game. You've just fired the best manager in the game, the best I have ever been around in terms of dealing with players, managing a game, managing a bullpen, representing an organization. How do you move on from that? But, you know, you can clean – here's the thing that I think would worry Astro fans. You can clean house. Okay, we're going to start over. We're going to – there are other great executives. The Yankees' number two guy is a guy named Michael Fishman. You bring him in, you continue right on. He's brilliant. You can find another manager. You're not going to find another manager as good as A.J. Hinch. Here's the problem. You go to spring training, and the report makes clear that pretty much every player on the 2017 Astros benefited in some way from this. How do you move on from that cloud? You can take the cloud off the front, away from the front office. We threw the bums out. They're gone. We'll move on. But every player, you know, even if they say no questions about sign stealing, you do every. You can't do a story on Alex Bregman or George Springer without actually coming back to, well, when you had that hit, you know, there's going to be suspicion. Everything you did is under suspicion. And what if George Springer is hitting 215 on July 1? Everybody's going to say, there. What if you're a 500 team on July 1? Oh, you guys couldn't do it legitimately. Yeah, I mean, in the clubhouse part of it, the cloud is going to be a long time going away.
Richard, how shocked were you that, first of all, let me ask you about the punishment. Was that punishment harsh in your opinion? Did you expect it to be that punishment for Major League
Baseball? I thought Jeff Luno was going to get a lifetime ban.
I had heard he was going to get lifetime and that AJ was going to get a year.
Right.
But then I wondered if the Major League Baseball finding out how widespread it potentially is, or maybe that it spanned into another team, if that made them pull back on that potential ban.
And then you go, you say, okay, this is where we're at. 1 year suspension, and then you go back to life as normal. Then as you read through the report and you see what he said about the culture of the Astros front office, that the end justifies the means, whatever you have to do, and what happened with the trashing of the Sports Illustrated reporter, by the time Jim Crane sat down there at 2 o'clock yesterday, I just knew he's going to fire Jeff Luno. Now, he has such a close relationship with AJ, and I think all of us, Hoppy mentioned this yesterday, like, we respect Luno, we love AJ, and I was caught off a little bit by firing AJ, but when you look at what the report says and where you want to be and what you want to represent, he did what he had to do, and I say hats off to him, because it would have been very easy to say, well, this is exaggerated, that, you know, it's overreach, I trust these guys, blah, blah, blah. He just said, no, I'm throwing them out. I'm going to start over. We have to represent more than this.
Richard Justice joins us right now from MLB.com. Richard, from the bullet points, or can you give us a bullet point idea of what was in the report, that maybe just an overview and maybe something that was kind of surprising to you?
I didn't realize that Alex Cora was pretty much the sole architect of it, that that's where it started, and then they drew in everybody else, other parts of the front office. I maybe was surprised to hear AJ say, look, I knew what was going on, and I knew it was wrong. That part of it, I was a little surprised at. I thought he was going to try to justify it by saying, hey, the Yankees were doing it, the Dodgers were doing it, so we had to do it to keep up. And the personal part of it, the commissioner wrote the report in the first person and pretty much laid it out. He said he was going to be transparent as could be. The other part I was surprised about is it makes clear that pretty much every player on the 2017 team benefited in some way or another. And the Astros players said, had AJ told us to stop, we would have stopped.
Do you think AJ, the buck stops here with AJ? And I feel it almost feels like he has a little bit of a patsy in this from a standpoint of he didn't want to do it. He went along with it. I just wonder if, here's my problem, Richard. I wonder if AJ Hinch, who's ultimately responsible for his inaction, so I'm not saying he's not, I wonder how much he was thinking, man, the players are benefiting. I could lose the locker room if I step in and stop this.
You don't think that's it? No, that's what leadership is all about. You go in and go, this stops. This stops today. Right. You know, this is not the way we're going to do business. And if you get caught, I'm ruined. You're ruined. The franchise reputation, because you go back to what that championship meant to the city of Houston when you factor in the hurricane and the fact that we had always been the city that watched others celebrate. I mean, it's devastating.
It is devastating. Where do they go from here, Richard? Which direction do you think they head on in both fronts?
Yeah, I think Joe Espada gets the managerial job, you know, at least for 2020, probably permanently. They have a young guy named Pete Futala, who's really brilliant. The Athletic named him one of the 35 top executives under 35. He's 30 years old, I believe he is. He's mostly dealt at the minor league level, but you got to be a quick study. I admired the fact that Jim Crane said, right now, and he's been a hands-off owner, right now I'm sitting in as head of baseball ops just listening. I've been assisting with the arbitration contracts and all of that. And we just go from here. And what he said was, this is not where we want to be. I didn't want to deal with this, but I'm going to deal with it.
Richard, outside of the firings and the stuff on the field, the Astros have, maybe rightfully so, have a reputation of having a toxic environment. Is that something Jim Crane is looking to address, or was this simply, all right, let me clean out the guys with the big names and we'll operate the way we always operated?
Well, he said, I didn't agree with that part of it. He said, we're talking about a couple of people. I think he probably meant Brandon Taubman. But you hear otherwise. You hear that it wasn't a good work environment. Now, I've asked David Stearns and Michael Eisen and some of the people that left, and they say, that's BS. I liked working for Jeff Luhnow. He challenged us. He hired bright people. He would bring in people and ask them to challenge the organization. What are we missing and all that? It's a cutting edge. They were pretty much at the forefront of the second analytics revolution. But there's a bottom line. There's a way you do business. You know, people say, you put the technology, you put the monitor behind the camera, you were tempting people. Come on, get out of here. They knew this was no gray area. They knew they were cheating.
Rich, before I let you go, how do you think this impacts the city from a standpoint of their love affair with the Astros? And maybe more importantly, their like affair with Jim Crane. How does this go with Crane? Because the fans did not want those guys fired at all.
Yeah, this was part of the appeal of 2017 is the joy, you know, the George Springer. What I would do is I would sign George Springer to a 5-year, $130 million contract today and say, okay, we got these guys locked up. We're going to move forward. And you just go play. All you can do, you can't erase yesterday. All you can do is deal with tomorrow. Just go play and win and show that you are still a credible team. It's still going to be a fun team to watch, but everything feels different today.
Do you think AJ Hinch is managing within a year and a Jeff Luhnow with a Major League Baseball team within a year?
I don't see Jeff Luhnow doing that again, being in baseball. I could be wrong. You never know.
Business.
Hinch is on such an apology tour. He took full responsibility and he brings so much to the table. I could see a team taking a chance on him.
For those who don't know, and Richard, we'll let you go, but for those who don't know, I'm going to read Jeff Leno what he said. He threw a lot of people under the bus. He almost was a guy who was basically saying, all right, y'all can catch these on the way out, and then I'm going to the world of finance or the world of business where I'm going to make a lot more money anyway. Y'all take it easy. That's the feeling I got with his statement.
He certainly threw Alex Cora under the bus.
But yeah, he did. Well, is Alex Cora going to get the lifetime ban?
He's going to get. I would be surprised if he ever manages another game.
Wow, Richie, thanks for joining us. That's Richard Justice from MLB.com. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, guys.